BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We have an innuendo bingo for you with Connor Maynard, who also has a strange beef with Chris from 2 years ago. One of our listeners has done a bad thing and needs to confess to his hairdresser. And Charlie Slough is back on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Turn it up.
Radio 1.
Strong music this afternoon. Ollie Murs and Rizzle Kicks. Heart skips a beat. Do apologise, I've got some rocket in my teeth.
Problems.
Oh, lunchtime, yeah. As I said, skips a beat, it just went pew. So sorry about that. Who's next using this studio? Is it Grimmy tomorrow morning? So wipe the rocket away from the desk. You alright, Chris?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm right. I'm noticing you're very busy on your phone today.
I've found an app which I've sort of become obsessed with, but I don't know why, and also think it's a little bit strange me using it. So I've got a girlfriend, so obviously I don't go on Tinder.
That's right.
But I have found a Tinder for dogs.
Oh, no.
Okay, so...
Okay, this means you're one step away from being one of those people that sends Christmas cards and birthday cards from dogs... To humans.
It's excellent. So I'm just on it right now. So I've signed up my girlfriend's dog, Riley, to Tindog, and I'm currently going through. Like it tells you where your nearest dogs are, and you swipe through them in exactly the same way as you would on Tinder.
Right. How do you know that?
Well, what from what I've heard,
how do you know how it works?
Well, come on, we all know how to use it. It's just whether you do or not, that's the problem.
So is it the same? Swipe left or swipe... Oh, God, sorry. More rocket came out then.
Yeah.
Swipe left or right.
Okay, so I've been swiping away, and look, I've just got a match.
Right.
Oh, it says, so even says Riley's matched with...
Locating dogs in your area now.
Yeah. And now I've got a match. So you and a dog called Irina have got a match. So now I'm in a weird situation.
Yeah, okay. What happens next?
Well, that's it. So I'm going to say woof. The other person, I assume I'm going to get a woof back. But what's weird about this is there's two humans communicating here through dogs.
That's so weird.
So is it a dating app? That's what I'm trying to work out. Is the point of this that owners are dating through their dogs?
I don't see what the outcome is because, I mean, the dogs are never going to meet up.
Because
really,
I'm talking as Riley. I've sent a woof. Let's see what happens.
Well, you are now one of those people. You're one of those people that sends Christmas cards from dogs.
This is so good.
Welcome along.
This is so good.
That's you.
Interesting to see who's matching up, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Because I've tried to do a profile picture, which sort of is a good, you know, puts Riley in the best light.
From his best side.
You've got to think it through like
that. Yeah. Is he doing a selfie in the mirror?
Look, see, just go through. Like.
Oh, wow.
And of course, being on Tindog, I'm doing him a favour. I'm liking absolutely everything that goes through. Yeah.
What, even the mingers?
Yeah. I'm going through them all.
Oh, you really are.
Look, it's a match.
You need to be more selective.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's loads of jokes coming in about dogs already being on Tinder. You said that, not me.
I just don't know what the rules are with this thing. I don't know if I am meant to be speaking for Riley.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What happens next? And also, do you not have to specify in the bio? Because actually, you could put in Riley's bio. I mean, he's a dog, but he has met 5 seconds of summer.
He has, yeah.
So put that in, because it's like...
Oh, that will help.
That will attract the ladies, won't it? Riley is a boy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's he looking for? Is it just like everlasting love or just a bit of rough?
I think he's just after a bit. Just keep it casual now.
Okay. No strings.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sadly, we can't bring you the farmer's version today. Some people only know the words to the farmer version now.
Why aren't we hammering the farmer version? I don't understand. If we're not playing it, no one's going to play it.
I did hear Greg play it the other day and I was like, oh, I don't understand this version. But that was the original version that he was playing.
Adele plays it.
Yeah, but it's
the farmer
like,
version.
If it's not pork and cider, I don't know the actual words, do you?
No, but I prefer the pork and cider.
Yeah,
version.
I do as well. And so do all the farmers, like Xanthi, who's been on, and Peter, who's on his tractor at the moment in Devon, saying, play the farm version. We should make that as a kind of free download or something.
I don't know what the rules are, because
I'll have to speak to Tim.
It's not really my song.
No, that's true. And you aren't going to be sued by Avicii right now.
Definitely
not.
It's not
a good look, because he's got all the monies. Today on Innuendo Bingo, it's Connor Maynard. And that's going to be at 1:45. Looking forward to that. Yep. He's played it before, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
He has. So he's going to be on at 1:45. You can watch it on your phone or your tablet or on your computer on the Radio 1 website. You know, on this tin dog thing, which a lot of people are considering downloading for their dogs, Emma's saying, I'm going to get my dog on it tonight. I think he's lonely. Is there a chat option?
Yeah, so it's like Tinder. So if you match with someone, it will open up a conversation between you both if you want.
Can you ask another dog if you can sniff its bum?
Yeah, can do that now.
Thank you.
But it's strange.
I mean, I know it's a weird opening gambit, but that's what they do, dogs.
But a couple of people are saying it's a dating thing for people who like dogs, but I don't get that because you're not putting up a picture of yourself. It's literally putting up a picture of your dog.
Yeah. Or do you have to put hobbies in, like chewing shoes?
Yeah.
Add all this. This is all gold.
Yeah.
This will get Riley a date, no doubt.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Connor Maynard.
Hello.
You've played Innuendo Bingo before, haven't you?
I have.
It was a while ago now, though, right?
It was ages ago. I can't really remember it. It's like a very distant memory. I just remember a lot of wetness and...
Yeah, I think it's got wetter since you last...
It's got even wetter.
I think it has.
I was wondering whether I should bring armbands or something. Like, I didn't know how far it was going to go. Maybe some goggles.
Yeah, some people bring goggles and armbands and that.
I just don't want to drown.
You won't do that.
Okay.
But it does get pretty wet.
My mum would be shocked.
We've not done it for a week or so, but before that, it was getting out of hand.
Yeah, and also, I think the sheeting situation's changed in here now, so there's loads more sheets. It just feels like a bigger event.
That should be good. I kind of actually see this as payback. You won't even remember this, but the last time I saw you, you absolutely killed me. You made me look like such a plump. When I did the big weekend like 2 years ago.
We did an interview.
Yeah, that's just right. Before I went on stage, and you said you were like, right, I'm setting everyone challenges, and I was like, all right, great. So I was like, right, okay. I've got to nail this. I've got to make sure I do this properly. And you were like, right, you need to say this word on stage. Mm. And you gave me the weirdest word. And I was like, I don't know. Where am I going to fit that into my set? Like, my set is perfect right now. How can I ruin it with this weird word? So I was like, right, I've got to get this word right. So I put it in somewhere. I was quite clever about it. I spent about an hour in the dressing room, pacing, had to get this right.
Connor.
So nervous. I was pacing around. Like, I can't mess this up. I have to get this right for Chris. So I said something like, make some noise if you're having a good time. And it went over everyone's heads. I said it really clearly. And everyone just screamed. And I was like, yes, got it in.
Got it in.
And then I went off stage and I saw you like half an hour later. And I was like, Chris, because I did it. And you went, oh, great.
No, I remember.
And I literally was like, what?
No, because I remember.
I trusted you to listen to me. But then I saw it as such a big deal. And I was like, I've got to get this right. And you didn't even remember. I was so excited.
No, because I actually thought it had gone the other way. I thought you were being so over the top excited because you hadn't done it.
Oh.
And were in fact playing a joke on me.
Oh.
But you didn't.
That went well.
You actually did do it.
Well, I mean, if you'd actually watched the show, then then you would have known that I did say it. But, you know.
Oh, don't make this awkward.
Maybe you missed that one song.
This is what happens,
maybe
you see.
That was probably the toilet break.
Eventually, you see, you meet the people that you play the tricks on, and then it's really awkward. You kind of forget that this goes out everywhere. All on the radio, sometimes on the TV as well. Yeah. It's good to have you back. We're going to play Royalty in a minute.
Definitely.
Teaming up with Labyrinth.
Yes, my boy Labs.
Yes. And also backed by a swing band, which I quite like.
Maybe that's how I roll these days.
Is it everything going to be swing from
everything? I just believe that I'm Bugsy Malone. So I just roll around with a swing band wherever I go. So that's what I do.
Excellent. I liked that recently you were on Hottie of the Week on Sarah Jane Crawford's show on One Extra. How does that make you feel?
I just felt like I just didn't understand how it took so long for me to do that.
I felt like
I should have been first.
That's
second.
Up there with Torso of the Week in Heat, isn't it?
There we go.
Yeah, or
I haven't done that
Rear
yet.
Rear of the Year. Have you won that yet?
No. Kim K always gets in the way of that one.
Rear of the Year, you could maybe go for.
I should try it. I should try twerking subliminally, subconsciously twerking while we spit water.
Well, I mean, it would make it different.
It could get me in there.
Now, I didn't know this, but I saw you on Instagram the other day. I didn't know you were friends with all the vloggers, all the YouTubers, like Joe Sugg, Casper.
Well, funnily enough,
I didn't know that you were mates with them.
I'm actually wearing Joe Sugg's t-shirt right now, purely because I didn't want to wear my own. Because it's because I'm going to get wet.
And you're not staying together, are you?
No, I stayed at his house the other day, and we went to a party, and I was wearing like shorts and like because we've been out in the sun, it's all a bit sweaty, And this conversation is getting really weird. But, but basically, yeah, I was wearing like shorts and it was like, it wasn't party attire. Like it wasn't, I probably wouldn't have been let in. So we were like, right, I need to wear some clothes. So Joe Sugg lent me some clothes to wear. And I then went home afterwards. So I still have the clothes. And I thought it would be funny just to wear his t-shirt.
Damn right.
So you stayed over, so you got spare clothes, t-shirt, pants, everything.
Jeans. I wore leather jeans. And like Joe wears the tightest, like the tightest jeans you can imagine. And I couldn't breathe for most of the night, and it hurt.
Are you recent friends with them, or have you been friends with them for ages?
I actually met Joe more recently, but Casper, I met Casper back like probably 3 years ago. I met him 3 years ago when he first moved to London. And then we've kind of just remained friends ever since. So yeah, no, they're really cool guys. They're really nice guys.
It must be fun to hang out with them.
They're very fun. I think they're just kind of. I mean, it's weird. They can kind of do what they want, really. It's like
they do what they want.
They're all over the place now. They always seem to be traveling.
They do. They go away a lot. They kind of invite me to a lot. They went to the Philippines recently. They're like, oh, come. And I was like, yeah, but you guys are going for work. I would just be there. Like, what am I going to do while I'm over there? Like, get to film vlogs and I'll just sing to, like, did I busk? Should I just gather some local money? Like, I don't know what I would do.
So. I got an invite from Joe Sugg to go out in Watford.
Oh my goodness!
It wasn't not the same.
We've been talking about that recently.
Not the Philippines.
We've been talking about that.
Well, you're going
that's
out
gonna
as well.
Yeah. I live right near Watford at the moment.
Oh, here we go.
So there we go.
Right, so that's not out.
There we go.
Have they got all the monies? They have.
Well, it's like a new thing, isn't it? It's kind of like the internet is kind of just absolutely.
But therefore, I would get a mansion immediately if I was there.
Absolutely. Like,
I'm earning all this money now.
I don't know
why
they've got one invited me to. Why we wouldn't live in a mansion right now? Yeah. I think that's the plan, really.
I talking about that kind of thing. I was a little bit worried when I saw your last tweet, which was, "I just want to make it so that my friends can quit their jobs and never have to work again."
Yeah, I missed out the last bit and then like just work for me and do everything I want them to do. But that, I thought that and then that would have made it not as nice. So I thought, you know, I'll keep it sweet.
That's
my friends know that.
That's a sweet thing to say, though.
I can't remember what gave me that. I think it's when I watched that film, the Entourage, that came out recently.
Yeah.
Like, so you watched something and then got emo, and like, at the time, this felt like the right thing to say. Yeah. I do that a lot.
My friends, half of them probably be like, no, actually, like, I don't think that's the best idea. Like, I need my future like set out for me. Like, I need sustainable income. You know?
It felt like a good idea at the time.
Yeah.
He does that all the time. He's all like 3 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes you'll see some song lyrics go up on
social media.
All your songs come up.
definitely.
Are you joking?
Are you joking? Okay, so we're going to play Royalty by Conor Maynard, new track, and then we are going to get down to business, lads.
BBC Radio 1.
All right, over there, lads.
Very good. Yes.
Feeling great.
Are you ready, Connor?
So ready. My body is tingling. Yes, I'm ready.
So ready. It's going to be a wet one, right? Are we agreed on this?
Is it going to be a wet one?
Yeah, I think so.
Kind of think, why not?
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
Let's just go for it.
I'm also enjoying that you refused a night out last night just to be ready for Inuit and Bingo.
I did, yeah. Funnily enough, Casper was the one that asked me to go out, and I was
a
like,
night
no,
out
Casper.
With Casper Lee. He was like, absolutely
no, Casper,
not. That won't
I can't
end
do
well.
That. I need to look fresh for Inuit and Bingo. Yeah. I need to be able to spit water. I don't want to dribble it out like some weird zombie from the night before. Like,
Casper loves a night out, doesn't he?
That's why I said they can kind of do what they want because they get up, they record a video, and then it's like, what to do now?
And now what? All right, get your phones on to the Radio 1 website now.
I mean, I was like, oh, move my phone actually.
Good point.
I don't want to get so
not your phone. Everyone else, get their phone out, put it on the Radio 1 website now, or computer or laptop. You can watch this. The cameras are on. Let's play bingo.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, lads. Let's get the waters ready. Come on. Come on.
I keep getting way ahead of myself. I was trying to pick up the water like that entire intro. Like, I don't know when to go for it.
No, mate, there's no etiquette. It's all good. Right, cheers.
Okay, remember, cheers. No hands. If it's going to go out, it's going to go out over each other. Make sure you're watching this. Let us know if you are on 81199. Adam from South Wales is watching already. Ellie is very excited to see Connor and Bingo today. She's in Brighton. First, we're going to BBC One's MasterChef. Water, please. Greg Wallace is here explaining the rules. Now, say what you like about Greg, but he knows exactly what he's looking for. And I think the challenges have got a lot more fun on MasterChef.
Right. We want you to invent and cook a main course and a dessert. But you're gonna...
That's what you get!
What was that?
Yes!
Okay, right.
Next time, watch my set. There we go. I got out of the way.
Mate, you're
wow. Don't do this to me.
You're going
to
love this.
Oh no, I can't swim.
I love this.
Here we go, Mills.
Little bit of Tuesday beef. That's what we like.
That was a Conor Maynard's got beef with.
I know.
2 year old.
I'm enjoying it. I know.
2 year old beef.
It's getting you back.
All that.
Every single droplet of spray that went over you, that's been built up over 2 years.
Okay. Here we go.
I feel bad though. I've got tonsillitis.
No, I don't.
I'm joking.
Okay, let's go back to MasterChef with Greg Wallace.
Right. We want you to invent and cook a main course and a dessert. But you're going to be doing it in relays. One of you is going to start off, the other one's going to take over, and then you both come together in the end to finish off.
Sounds fun. Thank you to Esnart for spotting that one.
No, I just look like I wet myself. This is great.
Oh, yeah, don't do it on yourself.
And then you both come together in the end to finish off.
Thanks, Greg Wallace. Water, please. Now, more cooking, and it's Saturday Kitchen on BBC One. Ollie Smith, the wine expert's on. Ollie can really match any wine with any flavour. And this is something I'd definitely like to try myself.
This Grüner Veltliner, with its aromatic edge, is like a lens bringing all of those twinkling beauties into focus. And finally, the creamy mayonnaise infused with salty gentleman's relish.
What a horrible thought.
I know. I don't know about anyone else, it's just the words gentleman's relish.
I don't know whether I'm more freaked out the fact that you told me, you warned me, you pre-warned me the water's really cold.
Yeah.
And that was really warm. Were you swishing that around like the entire time? Okay, get nice and prepared for me.
Gentleman's relish.
The creamy mayonnaise infused with salty gentleman's relish.
Thank you, Ollie and Weybridge, for sending that one in.
I love Saturday Kitchen. I miss that.
What about all the water we've been spitting back into these cups?
Oh, come on, you're overthinking it.
Katie, Beth, Ella from Tunbridge Wells are in there free at school listening and watching at the moment. Luke in Manchester says, how long will that hair stay on fleek? I know, it's pretty up at the moment.
True that.
Over to a recent favourite from ITV's This Morning. Now, Kerry's called in to talk about how unlucky in love she is. And host Eamon Holmes has some kind of idea as to why she's not been dating for a while.
It's really hard to meet, or, you know, it seems very hard to meet a genuinely nice person that is looking for a long-term
relationship. But, Kerry, you don't have any grass. Your back garden's bald at the minute.
No sympathy there from Eamon Holmes. Poor Kerry.
You don't have any grass. Your back garden's bald at the minute.
What are you talking about? He's talking about dating. Michael from Rugby spotted that one. Good spot, Michael. Keep sending them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Yeah, personal thanks from me, Michael. love that one.
More water, please.
That was great.
Now we're going over to Wimbledon on BBC Two. And here's Lindsay Davenport telling us the difference between Serena Williams and Maria Sharapova. It seems that Serena's technique is a little more intense.
I think also it is about the serve, but it's also about the power game. Serena actually hits harder than Maria. Maria's not used to that. She doesn't face that too often. Serena can get her balls deep and penetrate.
I'm sorry.
She said.
Serena can get her balls deep and penetrate.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how you do it, and that's how she wins.
Here you go, Serena.
Yes. Chris in Shrewsbury spotted that one. Thanks, Chris.
Naughty Chris.
Naughty, I'm sure please. That's tennis terminology gone wrong.
It's not.
Serena can get her balls deep and penetrate.
She meant exactly every word she said.
Yeah, as opposed to the baseline.
Steve Wright now on Radio 2.
I don't remember hearing that one on Wimbledon.
Steve is, all as always, asking the questions that matter over on BBC Radio 2. Got your water there?
Ready.
Many of you will be intrigued by the choice of Janie Lee Grace here.
Now, your favourite bird reveals something about your personality. What is your favourite bird, Janie Lee Grace?
Well, I like a robin in the winter, and I like a swallow. I just like a swallow.
Now, if I ever get on Radio 2, that's the kind of radio I want to do. 100%.
Your favourite bird reveals something about your personality. What is your favourite bird, Janie Lee Grace?
Wow. Janie Lee Grace there. Good answer, Janie.
I like a swallow. I just like a swallow.
Thank you, Bex in Scunthorpe, for
answer,
spotting that one. It is.
Does anyone have Jamie's number?
We can get it for you. Yeah. Now we're going over to Sunday morning on ITV with Aled Jones.
Oh, my goodness me.
Here we go. Water, please.
You okay? We're doing well so far.
It's amazing how in-depth Aled Jones goes with his questions.
Did you know what I love about your story as well, though? You know, when that happened, you were on the TV all the time. You were doing interviews galore. And you could have kind of just dwelled on that. But as you, you know, as you said, you've got your degree, you're coaching at Liverpool. You've even got a hand in your wife's sauce business.
That
is so grim.
Sorry, lost control of my wrist, that one was...
Thank you, Lynn, on Twitter, for spotting that one.
You've even got a hand in your wife's sauce business.
Sauce business. That's going to be my new chat.
That's my new fave. OK, test match special on Five Live Sports Extra now.
Would that work as a chat line, though?
I don't think so. They're at the Ashes on Five Live. Listen carefully to how Australian cricketer Steve Smith conducts himself while on the pitch.
Anderson bowls again, it moves away, and there's a yelp from behind, but he wasn't playing at it. He let it go through to the keeper. But he's the king of fidget, Steve Smith. He's always touching his helmet.
I can relate. I can relate.
Thank you, Dan in Sheffield, for spotting that one.
He's always touching his helmet.
Remember, scott.mills at bbc.co.uk if you think you've spotted a good clip for Inuana Bingo. Tell us where and when, and we will find it. Now it's the 6 o'clock news on BBC Radio 4. Water, please.
The water is touching my helmet.
It's amazing what you can get for your money in Japan.
Expensive fruit isn't unusual in Japan. Earlier this year, someone spent almost £8,000 on a pair of melons.
David emailed that one. Well held, Maynard. And finally, back to the Wimbledon coverage on BBC Two. More water, please. This time it's Serena Williams playing Victoria Azarenka. And as always, John Inverdell does not miss a thing.
Azarenka had never won a set before, so this is still an improvement on what she's done before. But she's looking for more.
She has a very well-populated box.
Everyone was in that box that day. And that was today's Inuana Bingo with Connor Maynard. Thank you, Connor. Come and see us again soon.
I can't wait.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. If you didn't watch it live, we will get it for you later as a video.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Stuff happening today. Lord has tweeted... But seriously, Taylor Swift is the leader of a great and beautiful galaxy that I would live in forever. Now, has she been brainwashed?
It does feel that way, doesn't it?
Feels like some sort of cult. Do you think Taylor Swift is the leader of this cult? Well, it's a bit weird, that, isn't it? Seriously, she is the leader of a great and beautiful galaxy. She's not the leader of the galaxy, Lord.
Yeah, but she's the leader of Lord's galaxy.
It's just a bit odd. Also, can you please stop checking your phone to see if Zayn Malik has tweeted anything else?
Well, here's the thing, right? So you know since yesterday when he put up that weird tweet about Naughty Boy?
Yeah, and I said to you, and I said I put money on this, I was like, that is definitely him tweeting. And you were like, oh no, he might have been hacked or something.
Yeah.
And I said to you at the time, I was like, that is 100%, that is coming from Zayn. And well, I think I was right.
Well, look, it's old news now, but he tweeted Naughty Boy saying, you fat joke, stop pretending we're friends, no one knows you. Bit of a weird thing to say, right? Even if it's an insult. But then I thought, well, maybe he's on a plane, maybe he's been hacked. But this is one long plane journey if he's still on a plane.
Yep, and let me guess, nothing else has been said since.
Nothing's been said. So now I'm thinking you're right. I'm thinking it might have actually been him.
I think so.
Well, we don't know, but...
Now, you have never been as interested in Twitter as you are today. Literally, every time I see you, you're refreshing to see if Zayn has tweeted anything else. Why are you so obsessed with it?
It's really unlike me.
It is unlike you.
But then saying that, I copied his tweet and tweeted you yesterday, saying to at Scott Mills, you fat joke, stop pretending we're friends, no one knows you.
So far, 1,131 favourites and 761 retweets. So thanks very much for that.
The Scott Mills Daily. All out, turn the beat up. One.
BBC Radio 1's Summer Mix.
I'm enjoying the person that just said Taylor Swift is the demon headmaster.
yes, that's what she is.
She's got slightly sharky eyes as well, have you noticed? I mean, I love her and all.
Do you think that's what's happening? People are, Lord's looking into her eyes.
Shark eyes.
Shark eyes.
Being brainwashed by her sharky eyes.
Sharky, swifty eyes.
Hey, next week, you'll be able to tell the summer is on. It's actually going to get hotter again next week. It's a bit rubs this week, but next week, it's all good. Summer will be here, I promise you. And to celebrate, we are starting up the Radio 1 Summer Mix. For 6 weeks across the summer, you will get an incredible, bouncy, happy 1 hour of uninterrupted music twice a day. Radio 1 Summer Mix will be on from 9 a.m. until 10 and from 6 p.m. until 7 on weekdays, and you're going to absolutely love the mix of music. Starting with non-stop tunes, Monday from 9 o'clock with Nick Grimshaw. Get ready for Radio 1's Summer Mix.
BBC Radio 1's Summer Mix.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know what? And I always say this, I do love it when people get in touch with this show and just share. Sometimes they overshare, but I love that also. So any stories you've got, maybe it's something you need help with, or maybe you fancy someone and you're not sure of the right approach, or maybe something's happened at work, or happened to one of your mates and you want to tell us about it and get us involved, that's what we're here for.
It's quite an offer that, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just open for anything. Just send it in. Email me with the details to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Because, you know, a lot of this show, you know, runs on stories from you.
Yeah.
So it's all about your input. Get involved. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We've got somebody who is in a bit of a situation at the moment who we're going to try and help after half two. Someone that emailed us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Tom.
Hey, Tom. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. Are you?
Yeah, good. What's going on?
Right. I've been a traitor.
You've been a traitor?
I hope not to me, Tom.
Oh, no, not to you, Scott, but to my hairdresser.
Oh, no. What have you done?
I think I see where this is going to go.
Yeah, I've been to another woman.
Oh, no, Tom, why would you do that?
Well, it was all in a bit of a rush last week, and I just needed my hair cut, and she wasn't ready, and I just needed it done.
Was she closed?
Well, she wasn't closed, but I had to meet my friends, had to get ready, and I just didn't have the time to go round.
I mean, it's no excuse, but sometimes they're just not there when you need them, are they?
No, but not. It's not good.
So how long have you been with your hairdresser?
For a good few years now. I've known her for quite a while.
Mm. How many years?
On a personal level. Good 10 years.
Oh, and she's a friend?
Yeah, I'd class her as a friend now, yeah. I know her daughter as well, quite well.
Right. And where do you live?
I live in Grimsby.
Here's a question. Why couldn't you just wait a day or two and then go visit?
Well, it was a night out. I was going on a night out with some friends from work. So I needed it. It was a bit of a mop and it needed a cut.
Yeah, you just couldn't wait a day, could you?
I couldn't. It was happening that night. I was going out that night and I couldn't wait. It was too messy.
Is this the first time you've let someone else play with your hair?
It is. I feel so ashamed. I feel like I've cheated.
Well, you have.
How was the experience, though? Did it feel good?
No, it's totally different to what I normally have. So when I see her, because I'm going to see her next week, she's going to know that another woman's been through my hair.
Yeah, because they always know.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I feel like she already knows, and I've not even seen her or spoken to her.
I see, you've got the fear. Well, I had this. Mm. So I've been with my barber for, well, basically my whole life. Mm. I moved away from him for a haircut and went back a few weeks later, thought he wouldn't notice, but he knew.
He knew.
Yeah. He knew. So what I did, in fact, Scott, it's what you made me do. You made me call him and admit to it on another occasion where I cheated on him. Mm-hmm. And it went down really badly.
Yeah, I'm dreading this.
But the thing is, Tom, they will know anyway. She probably already knows. Yeah. Okay?
She probably does.
So honesty is the right approach here. It's better to just kind of get it out there and let her know. Because like I said, she probably knows already. And just say, look, you've strayed, but you won't do it again. Because you feel bad right now, don't you?
I do. I feel so ashamed. It's like I've never done anything like this, and I feel so bad.
And every time you do your hair in the mirror, do you feel a bit dirty?
I do. It's dirty hair.
Were you thinking of your original hairdresser when the new lady was cutting it?
Well, no, because I was just like, because I was such a rush, it wasn't until I left, I was like, what have I done? Oh my God, Jane's not going to be happy.
Yeah, it was just a spur of the moment thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then you regretted it directly afterwards.
Yep, I was walking through town and I was like, oh no, what have I done?
Tom, should we just call her and get it out of the way?
I think it needs to be done.
I mean, I don't want to pressure you.
You're actually up for this?
Yeah, I'd rather do it. I think it'll be easier over the phone than not face to face.
I thought that was going to be a no.
Oh, this has worked out fantastically, isn't it?
Right, hold that thought.
Yeah, okay. Right, before you change your mind, I'm going to play a song. Yep. I'll come back to you. No one will be able to hear it. I'll get the number of your original hairdresser, and then it's time for you to confess.
Yes.
Good. Wait there, Tom.
Okay. The Scott
Mills Daily. Just chatting to Tom, who has been with his current hairdresser for 10 years. That's right, isn't it, Tom?
It is, yes.
But then a couple of weeks ago, went to another woman. He's never done it before, but you strayed, right?
I have. It's not good. I'm not. I feel like I've cheated.
Feel so bad.
Yeah.
So without any hesitation, when I suggested that Tom should call his hairdresser, the original one, and explain what's happened, he said yes.
I think this is a brilliant idea. I've had to do this before. I rang my barber and it was a horrible experience. So enjoy.
I mean, I could add some music in or something if that would help.
Yeah, go for it. Whatever will help.
You're strangely keen to do this.
Well, I'm a bit like Scott. I don't like confrontation.
Yeah,
so
same. I get you.
I don't want to, when I see her, she'll be like, I don't want to be face to face going, you've had your hair cut with another woman. Yeah. I don't want that. I'd rather just get it done, out of the way.
Lol, if there was some music just appeared from nowhere, like on a soap opera. She'd be like, why is the music?
Confused.
Okay, Tom, good luck. Here we go.
All right.
Deep breath, deep breath.
Good afternoon, Jane Elizabeth.
Hi, is Jane on the... Could I have Jane on the phone, please?
Who's calling?
It's Tom Fleming.
Just a second. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jane. I don't know what to say, but I've... Basically, I've done something that I shouldn't have done.
What have you done? What? Tell me, darling.
I don't know how to tell you this, Jane.
Yeah? What's the matter?
I've had another woman go into my hair.
You silly devil.
Yeah, another woman's been through my hair and cut it.
You worried me to death. I wondered what you was going to tell me.
Oh, it's... Please, will you forgive me?
I will forgive you, darling. Oh, I will.
Are you sure? I'm begging you, please forgive me.
Don't be so silly. You frightened me to death then. I thought you'd done something silly.
Oh, well, I have. Another woman's gone through my hair.
I know, but that's not going to matter. Somebody else has cut your hair, Tom. It's not the end of the world.
Oh, God. Jane, please say you have to forgive me. I'm so sorry.
Don't be so silly. Is it...
Jane, I thought you'd hate me.
No, is it Tom from Class Act?
Yeah, it's Tom from Class Act.
Listen, don't be so silly. Fancy getting yourself upset over that.
I know. I'm so sorry, Jane.
Don't keep apologising, Tommy. It doesn't matter.
Will you take me back, Jane?
Listen, if it's a mess, come in and I'll try and sort it out for you, yeah?
Please take me back, Jane.
Of course I'm all right with it. Yeah, you daft thing.
Please, Jane, I'm begging you.
What? Is it Tom from Class Act, really?
Yes.
Well, you don't sound like him.
It is me.
Well, why are you getting so upset? Don't.
Because another woman's been in the hair and you're the only woman allowed in it.
Oh, you daft thing. Give over.
Oh. So you've forgiven me, yeah?
Why would I be upset over that?
I don't know, but I'm just upset over it because another lady's been in my hair.
Oh, don't be so silly. Come on now, sort yourself out.
Right.
Yeah, don't you be so silly.
Hello?
Yeah?
Jane?
Yeah?
Hi, if I could just explain. My name is Scott Mills and I'm from Radio 1.
Right.
Now, Tom, your your client, got in touch with me because he was so worried that another lady had been...
Through his hair.
Through his hair.
Oh, the silly thing, him. It doesn't matter.
I know, but he was... Obviously, he was a little bit upset about it, and he rang me just to try and ask for advice, and I said, honesty is the best policy, and that he should ring you and just... tell you that he'd been with another lady.
It doesn't matter.
No?
Are you... People do that. People do.
I know they do.
Honestly, but... I've just said, if it's a mess, come in and I'll sort it out.
I know, Jane, but you say that, but hairdressers don't like it when they go with someone else, do they?
Oh, it doesn't bother me.
Oh, okay.
Jane, you must...
worry me.
Well, you're one of the nice guys.
Surely you care a little bit. You know, he's been with someone else.
I can't believe he's so upset.
I know.
I mean, it's a haircut at the end of the day. It'll grow.
Yeah,
I know.
What if he enjoyed it more?
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
No,
you never know. Basically, Jane, he just wanted some forgiveness from you, and he promises, and this is right, isn't it, Tom? Promises
yeah,
that he will,
I promise.
He will not do it again ever, will you, Tom?
I'll never do it again, Jane.
Is this a wind-up, Tom?
No, I honestly, you'll see next week, my hair's been cut by another woman.
She's oh, taking it surprisingly well,
I know. You never can tell.
A haircut grows in 6 weeks, so it'll be done, it'll be gone.
Okay, so should he wait 6 weeks before coming to see you so that you can't tell?
If it's a mess and he wants it sorting out, come whenever he wants to.
Okay, and I think Tom is just glad that it's out in the open, aren't you, Tom?
I am. I didn't want the confrontation, Jane.
Oh, give over. You know I'm not like that at all.
Well, you are fantastic. What an understanding lady, eh, Tom?
Yeah, it's totally understanding. Thank you, Jane.
Very liberal. Mm.
Very open-minded.
I'll see you when I see you, Tom.
All right.
All right, then. Take
Thanks,
care.
Thanks, Jane. Thanks.
See you soon.
Bye.
Oh, God.
Tom, that was fantastic.
Oh, God.
You feel better, though?
Yeah, it feels like a weight's lifted off my shoulders.
Good.
Next time you go into the salon, it's not going to be awkward because she knows now.
No, it would just be awkward because we've been on radio.
Oh, yeah, there's a small thing of that, yeah. But I think we've made it better.
You have. Thank you very much.
Just often, sometimes on this show, it goes worse. But I think that was good.
Yeah, it was definitely positive.
Thanks for getting in touch, Tom.
No, it's quite all right, Scott.
Anyone else that has stories like this or anything you want to share, I love getting your emails. That's how Tom got in touch with us initially. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email. We can sort it out. You know that. Cheers, Tom.
Right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Another woman's been through my hair. What a weird phrase.
Another woman's been through my hair and cut it.
It's a strange way to say it, isn't it?
Been through my hair. Give it to me, I'm worth it. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Can't believe that Ariana Grande has got away with licking the donuts. She's done a wholehearted I'm sorry apology, which looks like she's in her bedroom in kind of like this black and white video.
Oh, I've not seen this. So is it really sincere? Is it like one of those really formal
I'm so
videos?
Sorry. I need to take a good look at myself.
Yeah.
You know those ones where you don't really mean it, but you're in trouble?
Yeah.
So you just go, yeah, I'm really sorry.
Full on apology.
This is after being caught on video licking donuts in a store last week. She won't face criminal charges, which sets a precedent, I think, because like anyone can just go around licking donuts now and getting away with it. Don't try that because you're not Ariana Grande.
No, and just, do you know what, buy a donut. Then
buy one.
Lick it away,
and eat
lick
it.
Lick as much as you want and eat it.
She said the video of herself has been a rude awakening and didn't really address the fact that she'd unwittingly made strangers eat her saliva.
Donut licker.
Oh, Ariana, you donut. Scott Mills Daily. I said, this is for Nerd Alerts, I said that Conrad Sewell was from Australia. I'm really sorry, Conrad, I do apologise. I only assumed that because you are famous in Australia. And he's actually from Bristol.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay, good. All right, so Conrad Sewell there in his new one, Hold Me Up. Hope you liked it. Give us a text if you did on 81199. All my words are going up at the end. Rue in Plymouth says, that is going straight in my basket.
It's going straight in my basket.
Ben says, I absolutely love this song. Who is it? Conrad Sewell. Not Australian, but really popular there. Alex from Eastbourne, not so keen. Tess in Devon says, cracking summer tune. Conrad Sewell, Hold Me Up, track of the day I like.
Attention all party starters, hashtaggers, gig blaggers, go-getters and record setters.
risk takers, dawn breakers, all nighters, riff riders, first timers, late risers, non stoppers, rump shakers, and selfie takers. Life's a ride, and this is where it begins.
Morning, everybody. Stupid time to be awake, really, isn't it?
I'm Hugh Stevens. I've got a musical treat for you now.
Friday night, it's the weekend. BBC Radio 1.
Where it begins.
Right, Conrad Sewell's just tweeted. This is getting very confusing. I've just seen his Twitter. It says, Conrad Sewell, singer-songwriter from Australia. Then he's put, location, Los Angeles. And I've been told by someone else that he's British. Which is it, please?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Have you seen Drake's new video?
No,
it's
not yet.
It's called Energy. And he dresses up as Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, Kanye West, Leonardo DiCaprio, Oprah Winfrey and Obama.
Oh, also not Serena Williams.
Not Serena
that
Williams.
That would have been the best.
It's a nuts video, but he, you know the.
What do you mean he dresses up? So like genuinely, like makeup and everything.
Yeah.
I need to see this.
Looks quite like Oprah Winfrey. And also, he's doing the underwear shots of Justin Bieber. It's really good. Have a look. It's called Energy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh my gosh! It's been a while. It
is. No, hang on, Thomas. I turned myself off. Hello?
That's gone well.
Hello?
And me?
No.
Well, I'm still here. I mean, I can do the show for you guys. I can fill in if you want.
Hello, I'm back.
There you go.
That went well. It's Charlie Sklar.
Ah! Yeah!
While trying to give myself some... to try and give you some echo, I had to turn myself off.
Yeah, sorry about
which
that.
Which is good. Hello, my darling, how are you?
How are you, cuz? I'm good. How you been, guys?
You've been repping it in all the resorts.
I've been out there flying the flag, cuz, doing the damn thing, shutting them places down, creating zoos all over Europe.
Tell me, do they still talk about me in Cabos and Zante?
They do. Your legend still exists. You are very much a boss over there. And apparently you're going over to Zante in a couple of weeks.
It is.
Posters are everywhere already.
Is it?
They're out there, cuz. Posters and flyers. Millsy is coming back to Zante.
It's me with a... small pinhead, but massive trainers.
Oh,
they use the same picture and have done for the last 15 years.
Massive feet for some reason in the picture.
Huge feet. And you know what they say about people with huge feet?
Yeah.
Good DJs in Zante.
Exactly.
Dunno.
I like the way you didn't let me answer that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Isn't Charlie like a ray of sunshine? In fact, he looks a bit like the sun today.
That's rude. I mean, what are you trying to say? There's nothing rude about that.
No, in fact, if you look at you just from the face there, just because you're looking tanned, your eyes are bright.
You look good.
You look like, the baby sun from Teletubbies.
Yeah.
The sun that's in the sky with the baby face. Yeah. You look a little bit like that.
Yeah. With the little hat on.
Yeah.
Oh, bless you.
Charming. I've missed you guys too.
So, it's all happening. Is it a zoo down there in Zante and Cabos and all the resorts? Zoo.
Yeah, all the resorts are going off.
I can't wait to go. I'm going in a few weeks.
What date are you over there?
I'm going Cabos as well. End of July. End of August.
Oh shit!
Towards the end of the season.
Are you going as well, Chris?
I'm very tempted to come along.
Come along!
You've got to go, man.
Come
on, tempted. Go out there.
We can relive that.
We can relive
last
those,
time
those
we went
days.
To Zante.
Now the new thing. I'm just putting you onto this now. In Zante, the hotels are a no-go now for DJs like ourselves.
Why is that?
Sorry, we're doing the villa thing.
Is
I
it?
Put it on the promoters, and I'm like, yo, we're not doing this hotel thing no more, cuz villas or no show.
I'm putting that down.
Yeah, write that down. Villa. And the villas are sick, cuz. On top of the mountain, you can see everything. Swimming pool. You got a little chef in there that comes through, cooks you dinner.
No, you haven't.
I'm not joking.
I bet he's just staying in a hotel and they've told him it's a villa.
No.
So he goes down to the restaurant, there's a chef in there.
I know my villas, cuz.
Well, last time I was in Zante, I met some very accommodating Serbian people.
Really?
But I will... I'm prepared to do the villa. Do I stay in the same place as you?
Yeah. I would say, look, Charlie stayed in the villa. I want the villa.
All right, cool. That's on the list.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll be in touch. They've probably heard this. Okay, so it's time for Real or No Real. Charlie Slough is back from his trips around Europe, shutting it down.
Oh, sure.
It would take 290 million tennis balls to fill centre court at Wimbledon right up to the roof.
That's a lot of balls.
It is a lot of balls. Are we saying right up to the rim as well?
Yes.
You know where the roof is?
Mm-hmm.
If we are filling it up, we're going right to the top there.
Yeah.
Is that 293 million balls?
290 million tennis balls.
Wow. I mean, I can't even imagine that.
That's a lot. It's a lot of money as well, to be fair.
It's like, go on.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say, you know, whenever you go to an old school fair, like our old school, whenever they used to do a fair, they'd get a car in the middle of the field and they'd fill it with balloons and balls, that kind of thing. And the game was you had to guess how many were in there. And it's like, how are you ever going to work that out?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a bit of a chances game, that one.
So do you reckon 290 million?
It's a lot of balls, isn't it, Charlie?
It's a lot of balls.
Too many to imagine.
Yeah.
I think this is... No real.
I'm going to say real. I don't know how they've worked this out, but I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Nobody's ever tried it, but that's what they're saying. Well, if they've never tried it, how do they know? Mm. And why would it be 290 million, like a round figure like that? Surely it's going to be like an off figure, isn't it? Yeah.
It'd be more Pacific, wouldn't it?
More Pacific, yeah. And next.
Matt Edmondson's mum logs onto Facebook once a month to like everything that Matt's posted since she was last online.
Wow.
That's like my mum following me on Twitter. Doesn't follow me. She just types into Google, Scott Mills Twitter, and then just stalks me.
Yeah, my mum does that. My mum's on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and she follows me. And the worst thing is that she sends me messages.
What kind of photos does your mum put on Instagram, please?
She doesn't. She's just on there to stalk me.
What's that, Mama Sloth, is it?
I'm not going to say what her name is on there. I don't want people following my mum. Right. Trying to team with my Marjorie, that's a bit leavy. Can imagine
Marjorie
well.
Sloth?
Yeah.
Marjorie underscore Sloth.
It's not Marjorie. It's definitely not.
Marjorie underscore Sloth at hotmail.co.uk. Oh, no, it might be that.
Yeah.
She blatantly sent on Hotmail.
Did you tell you my mum's hot?
No, I said she's on Hotmail.
Is your mum an egg? As in, like, some mums don't...
you can't see my mum on radio, fam.
No,
you
know,
mum is an egg.
People don't know how to use Twitter, so they don't know how to do a profile picture, so they're just an egg.
Like, my mum's got a profile picture.
Oh, is she?
It's of me and her.
Oh, is it?
Super proud mum.
Won't be hard to find, will it? Matt Edmondson's mum logs onto Facebook once a month to like everything that Matt's posted since she last logged in, real or no real. Logged in, who?
I'm going to say real on this one because my mum does the same thing. My mum constantly stalks me. She says it's the only way she can keep up with what I'm up to because I don't phone her enough. That's what she says.
Okay.
Yeah, but what does she say about all the pictures that are going up? You know, the pictures
from
the resorts. And,
yeah? She's involved, my mum, yeah.
She likes so those videos that you put up from the resorts, does she?
What videos?
Are you one of those that's really, really honest with their parents?
I'm very
honest. I think
honest.
It's a good thing, right? Yeah. But I could never do that. Like, I would... Even say watching the Inbetweeners movie, I couldn't sit down with my mum and watch that.
Really?
My brother, on the other hand, is really good with it. But I can't do that.
Your mum hasn't ever been to any of your gigs, has she?
No.
I think that's probably best. Real or no real? Matt Edmondson's mum on Facebook.
What did you say, Charlie?
I want to go real with this.
Okay, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes.
I know.
She only logs on when she gets one of those automatic emails that says you haven't been on in a while. That reminds her. And finally...
You would need 120,380 AA batteries to power a lightsaber.
All the facts and figures today, isn't it?
That's rubbish, because I got a lightsaber that takes two double A's.
I've got you one. Sure it's a lightsaber, my darling.
It's a lightsaber, cuz. What are you talking about?
You got
it's got a picture
lightsaber,
of Darth Vader on the packet and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, anti collector's item.
Is it?
I ain't took it out of the box yet.
Do you collect the film merchandise?
Don't know,
is that
fam. Star Wars, I'm about that life, cuz.
I didn't know you were
there
such a fan.
At the opening of the Waxworks and Madame Tussauds. They opened it up exclusively for me because they know what a fan I am. I went round there, I had pictures with Han Solo.
Did you go dressed up? What were you? The Death Star?
Chewbacca. I had pictures with everyone, fam. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oosh.
I can imagine you in your private villa on the top of the mountain in Zante waving your lightsaber around when no one's looking.
Hey!
Right. real or no real? 120,380 AA batteries to power your lightsaber. Real or no real?
That's no real. I just told you, man's got a lightsaber, two double A's.
Someone would have worked this out. Some nerd. I think this is real.
This is no real.
That one is real.
Is yours off the market? Someone's actually done all the maths, and apparently you could also use 650 car batteries. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real with actual Charlie Sloth...
Well, it's good to have him back, but it's a draw. I got 20, Charlie got 20.
Oh, yes, gosh. And he's on one extra from four. Wheel him out, please.
Don't wheel me out again, man. This
nearly forgot we had to wheel him out.
I don't like getting wheeled out. I'd rather walk out.
We've only got 8 minutes to go to the next studio.
Listen, yeah, I'm not coming back if you wheel me out again. This is
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Day. Daily.
Those are your Tuesday best bits. Come and join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1 for more of the same.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.